Hare Krishna, the question is, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that he destroys the karma of a devotee. But we see that devotees also suffer. So how to understand this? Answer, actually in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Maam Ekam Sharanam Vraja Aham Tva Sarva Papebhyo Mokshami Masucha. So for one who completely surrenders to the Lord, for that devotee, the Lord destroys all the karmas. For Nitya Siddhas, there is no karma at all. Whereas for Sadhakas, they do have karma until they advance to a certain stage in bhakti. Pure devotional service begins at the stage of Shraddha, and Shraddha means a stage where we have faith in the Lord, faith in the process of bhakti, and there is a willingness to practice that. So in one sense, we are willing to surrender to the Lord, but that surrender is weak in the beginning, but increases as we reach the stage of prema. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says, ये अतमाम प्रबद्धन्ते तम स्तवि बजामि हम मान वर्तमानु वर्तन्ते मनुष्य पार्थ सर्वसा. As you surrender, I reward you accordingly. So the Lord does change or destroy one's karma or gives a token reaction according to how we surrender to Him, according to the degree we surrender to Him. In all nine stages of bhakti, the Lord can destroy our karma. But the more we surrender, the more the destruction of karma takes place. Especially for devotees, the Lord does not keep an account of their karma to give them the reaction, but rather Lord gives karma or token reaction to them so that they can become responsible in their dealings, and moreover it is for their purification. Just imagine if devotees don't get karma at all, then what would happen? Most of the devotees would become very sinful or violent, and they would commit a lot of aparads. So unless we reach stage of bhava or prema, karma is still there. It is rightly said, when Krishna tests a pure devotee, it's for his purification because they have no karma. And when Krishna tests a neophyte, it is for his purification. Plus, the result a sincere devotee gets for its karma is not exactly according to the laws of karma, but according to the will of the Lord. The Lord directly takes charge and arranges for the devotee's karma in such a way that they can come more close to Him rather than to punish Him. So the purpose of the Lord to give karma to devotees and non-devotees is different. For the devotees, the Lord is directly in charge and He gives them token reaction for their advancement. Whereas for non-devotees, He assigns the task to the material modes of nature and gives them the reaction of their karma indirectly. Also note that any process of bhakti, if performed offenselessly, can destroy all karma. It can destroy past, present and future, all the karmas, provided no offenses are committed at any stage of life. And if we commit offense, then karmas can reappear also. But for the sincere devotees, getting rid of karma is not the goal. The real goal is to attain love of God. So devotees shouldn't be concerned too much about destroying karma, but rather focus on developing love of God. Then automatically everything is achieved. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur makes a very interesting comment. He mentions this in the Bhagavatam Purport, and he gives a method by which one can identify whether karma that we are facing is due to our own misdeeds or due to Lord's arrangement. He mentions that if we take more shelter of the Lord after undergoing the karma, then it's the Lord's arrangement, and if we reduce or give up our devotion, then it is due to our own karma. So sincere devotee, For sincere devotees, karma keeps changing and the Lord is personally involved at every stage. Therefore, even astrologers cannot predict devotees' karma. Thank you. Hare Krishna.